Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio 89.7 WTBR-FM. How are you, Farmer?
I'm doing well. And how are you, and how was your week?
My week was fine. We went to the Cape. My sister was kind enough to rent a house on the beach, so we went to enjoy that with my nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews. And
wow.
There were about 20 people all together.
Oh, nice.
That's what I thought.
Turned out to be a good party.
But I had a cook.
Well, you know you always get stuck doing that. So.
But my sister did some cooking, and I did some cooking, and I think one of my nephews did some cooking, so it turned out to be a good day. How about you? How was your week, Farmer?
Well, I worked all week and had to visit with the grandchildren, and everything was just nice.
Okay, great. So we're going to play nice music.
I hope so.
What a segue, Farmer.
How about that?
We're going to be hearing from Capper Kelly, Daniel O'Donnell, Declan O'Rourke, the Johnstons, and maybe Peter Purvis. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I dug out an old one from last week. I want to try another song off of it. Hair of the Dog. We haven't heard from them in a long, long time. And well, except for last week, I played one. Maybe some Dubliners and some Christy Moore. Maybe, I've just got to look through. I'm a little disorganized this morning.
I'm shocked, Farmer.
It happens every Sunday.
But in the meantime, while we're waiting for Farmer to get organized, we're going to be hearing from Captain Kelly and then from Mr. O'Donnell.
Thank you. Classes were done in Galway town. cycled home, the miles between, and the moon overhead led him home as he sped, till the stars over Kinvara said, "Welcome home." Long before I ran to be your old man, I dreamed of living here, where Atlantic waves 'neath Dungora's gaze keep the air so fresh and clear. I was 25 when I first laid eyes on where I knew I'd find my children's eyes, and the stars over Kinvara said, "Welcome home. First night I drove you and Mammy home, I pulled over in Ballandarine. I just had to pull in, I had never seen such a sky of gems that gleamed. Orion was out and the starry plough, the night was on display over the burren, the road and the bay. There were 10 more lights that shone for each one of our own passed on, and I dreamed that my goat too was shining down on you, when the stars over Kinvara said, "Welcome home." When the stars over Kinvara said, "Welcome home."
Declan O'Rourke there. I have to confess that I've seen the stars over Kinvara many times on my way from Ballandarine to Kinvara and back. They have a nice pub in Kinvara, a couple of nice pubs. So I've been there, but I've never seen Declan O'Rourke. I'll have to make a point of doing that. And before that, we heard from Daniel O'Donnell, all-time national, international favorite of a certain population in the crowd. He's often been to Northampton. Daniel O'Donnell from The Best Of with My Donegal, his version of My Donegal. And before that, we started off today's show with Capercaillie from the album Sidewalk, which they spell differently, Sidewaulk. I'm not sure why they do that, but nonetheless, a series of reels from Capercaillie. And then you bought us something here, Farmer.
I did. We're going to take a little jump back from our earlier days at the radio station and listen to Hair of the Dog.
Jimmy King and I meet at High Pine Street. Let it flow, please let it flow. 27 hours and I'm bound to see. Let it flow, please let it flow. There's a last forever as a travel far. Let it flow, please let it flow. Yeah, I won't let it stop me from another jar. Let it flow, please let it flow. Let it flow, boys, another last forever. Would you do
ivy. That laid took my gun far to fight for the green. Over mountains and woodlands I wandered along. Now I leave it alone and commence on my song. We marched to Kill Station that lies near the Strand, where the sea rushes in with the wild waves through the land. And then you may say we had courage galore. The station was taken by the boys from Kylemore.
We marched all along and our guns we did load. We met a policeman on horseback he rode. We asked him to surrender, but the answer was no. And a ball from young Conway soon levelled him low.
Again we marched on and our guns did reload. We met Father Meegan and for him we vowed. He gave us his blessing, saying, God be your friend on the mission for freedom on which you are bent.
Come shoulder your arms, come march and obey. For alas we were beaten all on the next day.
Our plans were found out by some dirty old spy, and the Captain Moriarty they did cast an eye. Moriarty came in on the mail car next day to get all our brave boys for to join in the fray. To our greatest surprise he was marched off to jail, and he left us in sorrow our loss to bewail. It's over the mountains we then took our course. Our stomachs been slack and our feet being sore. We were in our number about 60 strong, surrounded by redcoats for something went wrong. So hurrah for the Fenians from Cahar's Ivy. No bolder nor finer in Erin were seen. No braver battalion did fight for the green. And the true-hearted Fenians from Cahar's Ivy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. You enjoyed that, I hope, from the Piper's Legacy. Will ye no come back again? It must be good Scottish, because it's not good English. Will ye no come back again? And the answer is probably not. Rob Crabtree from his album, The Piper's Legacy, and The Meeting of the Waters, name of the album. And we heard earlier from the Johnstons, Give a Damn is their album. It's a two-album set, actually, now that I think of it. And the name of the tune is The Finians from Cahir. She pronounces it Sivine. I pronounce it The Finians from Cahir Sivine. But that's okay. That's all right. So you're going to play something for us next, Farmer.
Yeah, I started that set, I believe, too, with Hair of the Dog. It was Let It Flow. And it was off the album Let It Flow. And now we're going to start this next set with the Cranberries.
Do it, 'cause it's not what it's was always theirs was the proud land of our fathers. It belongs to us and them, not to any of the others. Let them go, boys, let them go.
I hope everyone liked that. That was the Pogues from their very best of album. Has a great picture on the cover. And If I Should Fall from Grace with God. And before that, we heard from Peter Purvis. And as I mentioned before, who knew there were two Peter Purvises playing Irish music?
Really?
And I guess that's the plural for Purvis. The one you heard today was from Peter Purvis, The Gaelic Reel, his album, A New Tradition. And before that, we heard from you, Farmer.
We did. We heard the song from the Cranberries was Salvation, and that was off their Dreams collection.
The CD is called Dreams.
Yep. It's called Dreams, the Cranberries Dreams, the collection.
Ah, okay.
It's a picture of them on it. If everybody out there.
Oh, that's
can
right.
See it.
Yeah, yeah. Great picture. I hope everyone enjoys that as well.
Yeah.
So, in today in Irish history, on September 1st, 1870, the inaugural public meeting of the Home Government Organization was held in the round room of the Rotunda in Dublin. Founded by Isaac Butt in the Bilton Hotel in May, this pressure group, using a modern phrase, later reconstituted as the Home Rule League, would dominate Irish politics for years to come. And that's true.
Really?
I did my master's degree on the Home Rule League.
Well, there you go.
It almost took me as long as the Home Rule League did to flourish. They've been around for 40 years, and it took me 39.5 to finish my master's degree. In 1874, it won 60 of the 101 Irish seats in the United Kingdom general election. Butt was born in Glenfinn, County Donegal, the son of a Protestant clergyman. He opposed Daniel O'Connell's campaign for repeal of the Union, and O'Connell correctly predicted, however, that he would switch sides, saying in 1843, quote, "A man of his genius," speaking of Butt, "must have had some yearning for his native land. Depend upon it that Alderman Butt is in his utmost soul an Irishman, and that we will have him with us struggling for Ireland yet." The purpose of the Home Government Organization, later, as we know, the Home Rule League, according to the official record of its inaugural meeting, was to, quote, "take measures for procuring a domestic legislature in Ireland." So the goal of the Home Rule League was to hand over Irish domestic affairs to the Irish legislature and let the British Parliament move in the, you know, the area of foreign affairs.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And that was largely the framework and the document and the purpose of the organization for all Irish nationalist leagues up until that point, except for the IRA. But all the legitimate, like the the Home Rule League and other associations with it, were all for domestic control for Ireland, foreign control for the British Parliament. So at this meeting, the attendance was very large and influential. The large room was crowded. such as the comment of the Irish Times reporter, by public men from every part of Ireland. The Home and Rule League will be dissolved in 1882 and succeeded by the Irish Parliamentary Party led by Charles Stuart Parnell, a man described by Butt as a splendid recruit, an historic name, my friend, the young Parnell of Wicklow. Mr. Parnell actually brought the Irish Parliament Party to a near-death experience when he decided to have an affair with an Irish parliamentarian's wife. So we'll get to that in another Sunday show. But though the goal of self-government in Ireland was not achieved in Butt's lifetime or indeed in Parnell's, the founding of the Irish government organization set the wheels in motion as much as anything else in the 19th century for an independent Ireland. And now we're going to hear from Karen Casey.
Have you seen my love anywhere? Can you tell him, please, that I still care? He used to climb the stair, and now I'm sitting here looking at the name. He said, hold on, hold on, please hold on.
The first time I saw him stand were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have the fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will float into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Can I say of a playboy's behavior? Have I not courted all over the place? Bragging and boasting and coaxing the maidens, increasing their love with the strength of my kiss. Practicing plainly my versification, taking their thoughts from the beauties of home, in which they were led into sad situations. The clergy declare they had best leave alone. My time of a time was time sadly wasted on thimblemen, tipplers, and fair maids a score. I've sat by a candle and rhymed myself naked on great years that I made, great oaths that I swore. And day in and day out, all the wealth of my station away upon master musicians I've thrown. And what they played to me, I heard with elation, never dreaming that they too were best left alone. But alas, it is through that most furious feature, my creditors all with their warrants have come. They swear by their souls, they'll see me in
prison, and now I am poor, ill-clad and undone. And not one of those honey-mouthed girls who betrayed me and robbed me pretending that she was my own, but now mocks me with pert and outlandish behavior, which tells me that she too was best left alone. Now weakness assails me, and old age draws nigh, and I've neither wealth or good clothes or red gold. I'm wakened each morning with tremblings and achings, and my songs are no more the delight of the bold. To speak to a girl would be poor consolation, and so I must leave the gay tavern alone. I admit and I swear and I make protestation, sure it's all a damn trade that's best left alone. Come every proud high-stepping, mirth-making hero who hungers for ladies and craves for the drink, be set by me now and go cautious and careful in case your old age in darkness might sink. Spurn hesitation and marry a lady of prudence and piety, wit and good tone, and leave faction fighting and such recreations, for take it from me, they are best left alone.
Prudence and piety. Two virtues that are somewhat lacking on our show today, I would say. Anyway, that was Sean Doyle. We all like Sean Doyle. He's a great Irish singer. That album, The Light and the Half Light, was produced by his son, also Sean. And the name of the tune was Son of Repentance, with Patience and Piety. And before that, we heard from Karen Casey with her robust version of Hieroglyphs, Tell the Tale. And the name of the album is Hold On. She's quite a singer. I really like her. My sister likes her as well.
There you go.
And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started it off with Van Morrison and Into the Mystic. And that was off his famous album, Moondance.
Yes, his most famous album, I would gather.
Yes, it is.
So right now we're going to hear from Finbar Dwyer, The Bird's Nest, Lomonex Cross, and Morga.
Oh, what can I say
of
a playboy's behavior? Have I not courted all over the place, bragging and boasting? Thank you.
saved a wretch like me.
So this is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes, and we're saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
I wish everybody a good week. I hope everybody enjoyed our show today. And all I can say is be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Huggin'.